All right, quick word about Troll Co. Clothing. Here's what I actually love about this brand. It was started by two guys who worked the oil patch. Not marketers, not guys with corporate pitch decks. Workers. They looked around and could not find any clothing that represented the life they were living. So they made it themselves. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. Good quality stuff. The whole brand is built around a phrase you have probably heard. Dirty hands, clean money. The idea that hard, honest work is how you build a good life. And I think most people listening to this show understand that better than they're ever given credit for by the sports media machine. So if you want your gear from a brand that actually means something and was not assembled by a focus group, go check them out. Trollco.com/Zabe. That's TROLLCO.com/Zabe. And use code ZABE25 for 25% off your first order. The betting calendar is absolutely loaded right now. Baseball in full swing. NBA, NHL playoffs already underway. If you want to get really spicy, you can even bet the WNBA. Look, I'm not judging. Action's action. The question is, where are you betting? Because that matters just as much as what you're betting. That's why I go to mybookie.ag. And why you should too. New to MyBookie? Use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. If your first bet loses, you get a full refund up to $500 back in free play, plus $25 in casino credit just for showing up. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
No. We'll do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
All right. Andy Pollin in the flesh on the ZABEcast. Here we are in Andy's dining room right now in his kitchen. This is glorious. You know, once upon a time, you and I were traveling the country doing Radio Row on the Super Bowl and all kinds of other junkets and live remotes. Mm-hmm. Now look at us, reduced to just producing content for a podcast in your kitchen.
Kitchen Confidential. Isn't that a name of a book?
I don't know. It could be a book.
I think it is.
But I actually am glad to be out here visiting. I was out in Maryland today.
How about that?
For the SMGA Wounded Warriors Golf Tournament, charity tournament with our friend CJ Johnson, Chris Johnson, currently the executive producer of the Commanders Radio Network,
yep.
Longtime radio program director and producer, and colleague of ours. Are you cool with CJ?
Oh yeah, he was. He started as an intern with us and became a producer. And I think he would tell you that I helped him to get a significant raise once.
Nice. So you did.
Oh yeah.
You went to bat for him, huh?
Long time ago. Yeah.
Nice. Back when radio gave raises.
Yeah.
Now they just give pink slips, basically.
Well, I did something that you're not supposed to do, but it was okay. Yeah.
What was that?
I went above my immediate supervisor's head.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
we'll name names.
Yeah, we'll leave the names out, but I think you know the name.
Andy, goddamn you. You're 68 fucking years old.
Not quite. Not till August.
Okay. You're 67 years old, and you're still afraid to name names in the industry, an industry that is dying by your own account.
Understand. But
you just don't want to name names.
They're people we know, and I just rather leave their names out of it.
So you went over Castleberry's head to talk to Bennett and got CJ Rice.
That may or may not have happened.
It sounds about right to me. Shout out TC if you're listening right now. I don't know why you would be. You know, there's spies all around that like know guys. They're like, oh, they talked about you on Zabe's right. Pod.
Yeah.
And then they'll take a snippet of it and they'll send it.
Oh, yeah.
Little snitching bitches.
The world in 2026.
All right. So I'm at this golf tournament and there's a couple things to report. One is one of the guys, Jim Estes, who is the former teaching pro at Olney Golf Park, which is going to be turned into homes, which is the last thing Rockville, Maryland needs is more frickin' homes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful little public driving range with a chipping area and a putting green. It's beautiful. Great place for families to come together to recreate. And they were going to build a Home Depot on that. And they were able to stave that off, but they cannot stave off the further creep of development. We need green spaces in these suburban areas, Andy. We need places for people to recreate and be outdoors.
True, but the pandemic, as I understand, created a supply chain problem, which backed up the number of new homes that were being built.
And you know what? I don't care.
Of course you don't.
Don't kill, from a utility standpoint, don't kill a golf course for homes. Golf courses and driving ranges are essential. I see the way you're looking at me. Like, you don't give a shit. As a guy who tried golf and quit golf and then said, fuck golf.
Well, but don't you mean your daughter's out of college? Doesn't she one day want an affordable home?
Andy, those homes will soon become unaffordable.
Okay, but
once the green space and a place for people to learn this great game is gone, it's gone forever. And they're not going to knock homes down to then build a driving range.
I think if you want to get to a driving range, you can find one.
Want a house, you can find one.
Yeah, but the affordability issue is bigger than,
okay,
where's the nearest driving range? Oh my God, I got to find one or I won't be able to play golf.
12 homes, which would be probably the most they could cram into that lot. 12 homes is not going to make a difference in the affordability of Montgomery County, Maryland. The People's Republic. Where there is mandatory leaf collection and bag taxes and water taxes.
And don't forget the speed cameras.
Speed cameras. Hasn't had a Republican county government in 74 years.
No, well, he was the governor of Maryland.
Larry Hogan?
Ehrlich.
Ehrlich was a MoCo guy?
I think so. Well, no, he's Baltimore. I guess he was Baltimore.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Jim Estes, who used to be the pro there, says to me, because I hadn't seen him in forever. See, I used to go to Olney Golf Park in between my morning show at the station in Rockville and the afternoon show with you.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. That's where I met Jim. He's not there anymore, but I hadn't seen him in forever.
Why don't you go to Falls Road? That's closer.
Falls Road, it's kind of closer, but it's not. You mean from the station?
Yeah.
It wasn't as nice.
Oh. That's the thing. Pardon me.
Okay, fuck you.
Pardon me. Not as nice. I had to go to Olney to see where the real nice stuff
was. Well, it was a nicer range. It had better balls and it had a chipping and putting
area. What do you mean better balls? The range balls.
Okay, see, this is again where you're showing your ass. You're showing your ignorance. There's some ranges in which the balls are beat up, scuffed, cracked, and don't fly right.
Beat up balls.
Don't you remember Kramer's rant in Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Jerry, I can't go back to the public courses. I can't. I won't. It's like brown patches. Plus, the bunkers aren't raked. And besides, it's the people you meet. It's the caliber.
Bull Durham. In the show, you hit white balls for batting practice.
Pearls. Exactly.
Pearls, yeah.
In the show.
Exactly. In the show.
So anyway, Jim says to me, it's a long road to the point I was trying to make. Jim says to me, because I hadn't seen him in forever, so what's the deal, man? What are you doing? Is radio dead? He goes, is radio dying? Or no, I think he said, is radio going to go away? And I had to say basically, yeah, it basically is.
Yeah.
Is that too grim of an assessment?
Well, look.
Just because I'm sitting here now going on 8-9 months out of work?
Did you think 10 years ago, if I would have said to you, yeah, you'll still be doing radio shows when the Washington Post doesn't have a sports section anymore? You probably wouldn't have believe that, but we are. But the Post is a symbol of what's going on in the entire media industry, and so if that's already gone, what does that leave for us?
I know it's not nearly the same. It's a whole melting ice cube. There's more layoffs this week. I talked about it yesterday on the pod. Charles Robinson, one of the best writers in the business for Yahoo Sports,
SI.com laid off a bunch of people,
including Bob Herrick of their golf vertical.
Yeah.
By the way, it's amazing SI still exists and pretends to be anything like it once was.
True.
It is a shell of a shell of a shell of itself.
But it still has some really good people like Pat Forty writing for it. It's just that the SI platform itself is gone.
I know. Yeah. I know. So it's kind of sad. So that was thing number one. Also, I met a former BCC football alumni of yours.
Okay.
You remember his name?
Well, the picture,
don't make me look at it because I sent you the picture. Oh, that is name
Jimmy Salvaggi.
Jimmy Salvaggi.
He was actually my neighbor. He's younger than I am, and I used to babysit for him and his brother and two sisters. So
Jimmy says, I called into you and Andy one time because I decided on a whim to go see all 32 NFL teams and their home games in a single season.
Yeah.
And I did it by stitching together a Thursday night here, a Sunday night there, a Monday night here. I said, you genius. What an incredible thing.
He did that probably 15 years ago.
2000, he said.
That's 25 years ago?
2000, 2002, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember we had him on the show, but you could, it's a lot easier to do now because they play 7 days a week.
Well, it is easier. It's more expensive, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's that angle of it. But I said, so honestly, how was it? Was it a grind? He goes, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it. I loved it.
Yeah. He had just left the job, and he had a big parachute from it. He was single, and he decided to do it. And that's a bucket list thing that I'll probably kick the bucket without doing, but it's a cool thing.
You're not kicking the bucket anytime soon, my friend.
Not soon, but I've readjusted my stance on 100.
Really?
Yeah, because I see what 90 to 100 is, even if you're in pretty good health.
It's not very fun.
It's not that great. It's okay, and I'll certainly won't turn it down, but now I'm going to be 68. 68 to 90 has got to be a pretty good time for me.
Okay, but do you know this past week has been huge in medicine because there have been three different big announcements by researchers, medical groups, trial studies for drugs on multiple fronts that has rocked the disease community in a good way.
Yeah.
They apparently have figured out a way to dramatically improve outcomes on one of the most feared cancers in the world, which is
pancreatic
cancer.
Yeah, that's amazing because that's fast. That's like a few months once you're diagnosed.
8 months at tops for 96% of the cases.
That's great.
So they've hooked on something that has moved the needle, at least in trials, like down to 50 to 60%, which is still exceedingly high. But I've been listening and watching people on social media say, those in the medical community, I was in tears at this conference when they made this announcement because it was so groundbreaking. This drug called retatrutide, which is the next generation of the GLP category of drugs, all the weight loss drugs, it's the next level. Not only is it better at weight loss, but it has additional benefits in terms of liver function, in terms of cancer prevention. Like, this drug seems to be the next thing. And there is a third one as well. There are people that say, if you can just stay healthy for the next 10 years, you could possibly live to 150.
They said, I've read this in recent years, that the person who's going to be 150 is alive today. I've heard that.
I don't know if I believe it, though, because as many things as they're learning how to cure or fend off, or mitigate around, your skin and your bones eventually give out.
Right.
What are you going to do? Get a bunch of 3D printed bones and have them surgically implanted? Yeah, I'm getting a new femur, 6 new ribs, and a forearm.
There are these guys who are like these longevity people who live a life which is not a life.
Because it's so regimented?
Yeah, I mean,
restrictive?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I like to sit back and eat ice cream once in a while. I don't want to say, can't have that, want to live another 5 years. No.
Kids, what is Andy Poland's favorite ice cream? Everybody out there listening who knows good enough, Andy?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, shit, I thought it was vanilla.
No, I will eat vanilla. You've seen me eat vanilla when there's no other option.
Vanilla was your favorite.
Well, I will sometimes order vanilla, and like when soft serve, like when we used to do the show at Tyson's.
Oh, yeah.
I used to like to go to Dairy Queen before the show, but
okay.
I don't do that now.
All right, yeah, chocolate chip is good. Now, do you have a particular brand of chocolate
chip? No, they don't really make as much. You know, usually I have to buy the store brand, Giant.
What do you mean they don't make chocolate chip?
Chocolate chip, just not mint chocolate chip, because I don't like mint. So it's just vanilla ice cream.
Mintite.
Vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips. And like, it's not that easy to find. Like, you'll find chocolate chip cookie dough. That I don't find as good as chocolate chip.
Okay, why would you not find that as good?
That's just personal taste.
You don't care for the cookie dough?
Nah,
the
not really.
The chewiness of it?
It's okay, but
the sweetness, the savoriness of it?
I would prefer the chunk of chocolate, okay. Just chocolate.
All right, I love chocolate chip ice cream. However, my favorite is the Baskin-Robbins version, which has the flecks, the shaved flecks.
I like the chunks.
You like the chunks. Okay, well, as I understand it, only Baskin-Robbins has that proprietary flecks of chocolate chip.
Hmm.
It's good stuff, though.
Not my favorite, but okay.
Okay, so anyway, 150 seems to be a bit much, but certainly the age is going to get up there to 110, 120. And I don't know, you know, me, I'm like, my number is 72.
No. If I can get this. No, you're going to make it past that.
Shit. Give me some wood.
How old's your mother? Your mother's 86, right?
She's 86. Yeah. God bless her. I saw her yesterday.
Okay. So you got
that. So what? It doesn't mean anything.
No.
It helps. It helps that my dad made it to 85. It helps that my mom is 86 and still with us. But it doesn't guarantee nothing. And tomorrow's not guaranteed.
You're getting your weight under control, which is important.
That is important.
And
I need to build muscle, stay active.
And you've always been active. I mean, I give you a crap about golf, but at least you're doing that kind of activity.
And I'm yard work active.
Yard work, that's right. Yeah. Mr. Hey!
Mr. 10
Green
Acres.
Acres.
This is the place for me. It's a sickness, Andy. It really is.
10 like, acres.
There is no end to the things that I need to do. I need to take down these branches here. I need to string trim there. I need to do this over here. I need to fix the bird feeders.
You see my humble abode here.
I love your humble abode.
I do not own a lawnmower.
Who mows the back area? The HOA?
It's part of the HOA. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I do have a fiscus. So when the branches get a little too...
A fiscus?
It's like a little saw.
A fiscars.
Fiscars, okay, yeah.
That's the brand name of it.
Yeah, I can chop off the tree branches, but that's a small job. And I shovel my front steps when it snows, but the HOA does the sidewalk, so it's all good.
Right. Well, that's beautiful. But anyway, radio is what radio is. The whole media landscape is evolving and changing, and it's too bad. But you can't... You can't be mad about it. You got to figure out, adapt, and do stuff. I look at it this way, Andy. I do stuff now for my own standards and for my own level of, okay, this was a good product. You saw me here futzing with these microphones today because I came out of my way to get you one of these microphones that I'm going to give to you. It's only $90, but still, I bought it for you because I want your audio to be as good as possible.
Right.
And I'm getting you there. I bought you the little stand for your phone as well. If I could get a less echoey corner of your house,
maybe
a nice background, then you go to your office and do the pod from your office.
The sound that you've been getting without the microphone has been generally coming from my office. It's not too
true, but I process it through the Riverside platform where I know you won't know this, but anyway, they send the audio to Switzerland for processing.
Oh, really?
Via the internet.
I didn't know that.
They had to
all the way to Switzerland.
They did.
Wow.
They had to disclose it because I guess from a privacy standpoint, they had to say, by the way, we're sending your audio to Switzerland to process it because there's labs there that really make it sound good. And then it sends it back from the internet to you. And I guess some people are like, I don't want the Swiss listening to my private conversations.
Well, speaking of privacy, I'm glad you brought that up. My sister, now that I'm reaching close to 70, told my daughter that she should put on my phone a tracker so she knows where I am. And so my daughter said, look, do you want to do this because of your privacy? I go, where do I go? I go to the gym. I go to work. I go to the grocery store. You know, you're not going to catch me at a strip club. So what's the big deal?
Well, there's that thinking, but also, honestly, for your age, it may not be the worst thing in the world if you got in trouble somehow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you ride your bike.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying that my daughter's fear was that it would ruin my privacy. I got there is no privacy. I don't really do anything.
You don't care about your privacy. You know,
if you see me on Mount Kilimanjaro, maybe there's an issue. But
yeah. All right. So the NBA finals are set. I assume you watched Game 7 Saturday night. What'd you think?
I think Victor Wembanyama is soon to be the best basketball player in the world. And The only question is, with these big guys, can he stay healthy for a long time? You know, like he's got basically the same body type as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who played until he was 42, I think. Yeah. But, you know, he's already missed part of a season with some medical issue. But if he stays healthy, he's changed the game completely.
Well, it's funny because somebody mentioned Ralph Sampson.
Yeah.
Same height, 7'4", Ralph Sampson was. Sampson, when he was with the Rockets, said publicly, I want to bring the ball up court. I want to dribble. And he wasn't nearly as good at it as Wemby is.
Right.
And it was kind of a disaster. They're like, look, you're 7'4". We're still in the age of big centers and playing inside out. Go down low, post up, score short baskets.
Well, also, he played in an era where they did have the three. The three came in 79. His rookie year was 83. But even the ones who shot the three did it three times a game, four times a game.
Exactly.
So at 7'4", could he do it? Yeah, nobody could block his shot, but that's not what he was there for. He was there to play down low. Then he hurt his knee, and he was never the same.
Yeah.
You know?
So the Thunder have been getting ripped, obviously, for being foul manipulators, floppers, yeah. You name it. Where do you stand on that? Now that you've seen a whole series of them up close.
Well, here's what I like about SGA. Yes, he may get calls that he shouldn't get. He sells them well, but he goes to the basket. I like players who do that. And when Chris Webber was here and had to be the man and the ball had to be in his hands at the end of the game, he was a lousy free throw shooter. He was 6'10". He had moves.
Right.
And he'd shoot threes and often miss.
Right.
So I like a guy who's got the ball in his hands and say, okay, I'm willing to go to the line, foul me.
And this was pointed out today on social media, that a couple of drives late with the Thunder down six, SGA drives in the lane and sees Wemby.
Yeah.
Sees the alien and decides, nah.
Right.
And kicks it out for a three. Did that multiple times. It's the power of Wemby even before he blocks a shot.
Yeah. Legler says that there's never been anybody who can be on the other side of the lane and influence the shot. Like if you're coming down the right side and he's on the left, his closeout is unbelievable. So you may not be able to get to the basket before he's able to block it. The other thing about him is the goaltending is when the ball is on its way down. He gets up so high that he's blocking the shot when it's still on its way up.
Yeah. All of the geometry of the game, even at the pro level, changes with Wemby because he's so big and so quick and so athletic. So I don't know if he's going to be really the best player. I think this series proved that there's ways to kind of nerf him and make him less dominant. But there's nobody built like him with the handle and the shooting touch at 7'4".
And
he seems to have a great head on his shoulders,
competitive.
Too.
This is, to me, what's always separated LeBron and Jordan. Jordan refused to lose. And Wemby equated losing to dying. Now, maybe that's too much, and maybe he's at 22. He doesn't quite have a great world perspective on this. But the competitiveness is really impressive, and that's what I think separates him out.
Speaking of comparing things, quote, inappropriately, unquote, I made a comparison to vertical video of cancer, and I was like shamed for it.
That's a little much, I would think.
So that's out of on a group chat?
Well, on a group chat. I thought you did it on
I didn't know that was the case.
Yeah, cancer is.
I said, because somebody said, "Did you like that video?" Sorry, it was vertical, and I said, "Ugh, vertical video is never acceptable. Someday we'll cure it like cancer, but I'm waiting." And that was deemed to be insensitive by some.
That's
it's a guy's chat. Do you know the kind of derelict, disgusting shit that is talked about?
But
on that
somehow gets saved because this stuff floats to the surface when, you know.
Well, trust me, comparing vertical video to cancer is not going to rise to the list of things that get me in trouble if the group chat were revealed.
Right, right.
But I will deny everything on that group chat from now until the end of time. Wasn't me.
But the things that Vance said in texts about Trump prior to becoming his vice presidential nominee.
Here we go with the politics.
No, I'm just saying the fact that those survived to get out is kind of interesting, right?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
because he was talking shit about Trump?
Well, he compared him to Hitler in a text. And how did that text survive? I don't understand. I guess everything survives.
Well, if you want to get into it, technically text messages are subpoenaable through your cell phone carrier, but otherwise you have to get, you know, an actual court to say, go get them, but there has to be a reason to go get them.
Did somebody do that to get those texts? I don't know. Well, it's not something he would have wanted out when he was running for vice president.
Well, sure. Now though, with these supposedly encrypted, like WhatsApp, do you ever use that?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I've heard of it.
Okay. So it's like texting, but it has nothing to do with your phone. It uses the internet. And basically, it had been encrypted for a while. Then it got bought by Meta.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, we're not going to encrypt it. And by the way, we're going to see what you're saying so we can send you ads. So they're just going to monetize it. Mm-hmm. So if you really want security, you have to go to this thing called Signal. Signal is another one that's supposedly protected and encrypted.
That's the one with headset too.
Well, there you go. Andy's got all the liberal talking points about Republicans.
I just these are things that came up in my reading of the news. That's all.
Okay. All right. Very good. Here's a scenario for you. It's a Tuesday night. There's a game on. Maybe it's good. Maybe not. Who knows? Could go sideways by the fourth inning. But if you're still parked on the couch, what are you going to do? MyBookie.ag Casino. That's what you do. Slots, blackjack, roulette, right there on your phone. And their live dealer tables are genuinely impressive. A real person dealing cards on a live feed. Feels a lot more like a casino than clicking a computer game, that's for sure. Use promo code ZABE at MyBookie.ag. New players get $25 in casino credit on their first deposit automatically. And if your first sports bet loses, they refund it up to $500 in free play. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. All right, so the finals are set. Ticket's going to be expensive as shit in New York City. You having been a New York City resident, talk to me about that.
Well, everything has changed. Like, I didn't pay for them, but in 1998, I got a pair of tickets to the Stanley Cup Finals when the Caps were playing the Red Wings. It was game four, and they were pretty good seats. $175. And I looked at him, wow, $175. Somebody would actually pay this to go to the finals. And now the price point has gone insane.
The number is 4,000 and change on the secondary market for the worst seat in the house. That's the lowest price. Yeah. Now you're going to be way up in the bleachers on that. Nobody's going to see you. If you post pictures of you in those seats on your social media, it's not going to be a flex. It's going to be a, hey, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want for $4,000 to be there? What compels
you? I don't know.
You?
I have no idea.
To be able to say that you were there, to go defense.
It's been, 53 years since they won the title?
Yeah.
So, this happened with the Rangers when it had been, how many years? It might have been 54 years when Rangers won the title.
It's been a while.
94, I think it was. And there were people who took the paper the next day to the grave of their father or loved one to say, we did it. So maybe there's that. But no,
good luck finding a newspaper now that'll have the actual result from the night before, but 2 days later.
Right. But here's the thing about what we do. I've been to Super Bowls, I would like to go to another one, but I wouldn't want to pay that kind of money.
No. The price of going to sporting events, I believe, is like the balloon that is about to float out of your hands, that it's going to be just because supply and demand. The one thing, even though the media business that we made our careers in is melting like an ice cube on a hot sidewalk, the popularity of sports.
Yeah, on television.
But also the popularity of sports in person continues to be a runaway freight train. Sports are not even close to being less popular now than they were yesterday. It keeps going up and up. To me, that is an amazing phenomenon to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at some point, there should have been a plateau. There should have been a correction. There should be you and me saying, God, I wish people were into sports these days. They used to really love sports. We never say that because it's not true.
And you would think, this because this is what happened with boxing, the oversaturation drove people away. That's not the case. Like, when I was growing up, I got 20 Washington Senators games a year. Then they left. I got 20 Bullets games a year. And until I was 15, I couldn't even get the Redskin home games. So my my availability to, or the availability of sports to watch on TV was limited. Now it's limitless.
And yet for the big events like the NBA Finals, which again, it's not the fucking Super Bowl, people. Mm-hmm. You're talking game three prices, get in price $4,000. And the Spurs may be up 2-0, ready to put the Knicks in a sleeper hole.
Yeah. The only thing I would say about New York is if you run a business and you're trying to close a big client for millions and millions of dollars,
you're not taking them to a $4,000 ticket up in the bleachers.
But you might be able to get them close to the floor for 20 grand. And 20 grand versus...
I don't think you can get close to the floor for 20 grand.
I thought you were getting... Maybe it was the last round, but floor seats, a couple of floor seats together. Darren Revell had this. They sold for like 40 grand for a pair, something like that.
I'd think it was a lot more than that. Let me go to StubHub right now, Andy. Knicks... versus Spurs.
Game three.
You going to go to the Stanley Cup final?
No.
Get tickets for that a lot cheaper, I bet.
How much? Because it was $175 in 1998.
Okay, Spurs at Knicks. NBA Finals game six. Home game three if necessary. No, I don't want that one. Mm-hmm. I want the one that is on June 8th. So series game three. Okay. Here we are. Two tickets. We're going, Andy, you and I.
How much?
You'll be seated together. Courtside, row three, $57,520.
Okay. If you're closing a multi-million dollar client.
That's probably worth it.
Might be, yeah. Now, in San Antonio, there are some businesses there, but you know, I bet the prices are a lot lower there. Plus, the Spurs have five rings in recent years, relatively recent years, since 1999, right?
Yeah. I want to see if they're trying to trick you by listing it. They don't specifically say for two. They just say $57,000.
Oh, a piece.
I feel like that's a piece. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, it is, Andy. Get a load of this. Hold on a second. Why am I seeing this? Offer details. Select, donate, and close. No, I'm not donating. How do I get this off my screen?
They want your money anyway. Pretend it's a charity. Hi, we're a charity.
Okay, donate and close. I hope that didn't automatically donate. There's the price for those tickets, $115,000. That's 57,520 times two. So, yeah, so it looks like the cheapest price to get in.
It was three or four grand, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at here. Yeah. $42.94, $48.76. That's just fucking crazy. Will we ever see in our lifetime a distinct downturn in the overall popularity of sports? One thing that is happening is the World Cup is not selling here in the States like they thought it would.
Yeah, some of that is
overpriced.
And the political climate and things like that.
It's also harder to get here for certain countries have been put on like this list where you have to put up bond money to come to the U.S. to make sure you fucking leave.
Yeah, and all the political swarm around it. It's not
for an Ecuador versus Uruguay group stage game, you're probably not that excited about it.
Germany, Italy
would be a different story.
Yeah, and
Italy's not in the World Cup. I think that's the case. Can you believe the Italians missed the World Cup?
The old line, if it was going on in my backyard, I'd close the blinds, but wouldn't go that far.
So you're not going to watch any of it? Yes, no, you will. It's summer. You're
The World Cup is good. I love that. Yeah, I watch. And the games are not that long. I like that, too.
Yeah. Italy did fail to qualify for the World Cup.
Oh, too bad.
pretty incredible, by the way. All right, there's two incredible NFL stories, and then we'll close here today. Incredible story number two, I'm going to count them down Casey Kasem style, is... guess who has decided to hang it up and become a broadcaster? Russell Wilson.
Yeah, his other option was to be a backup on the Jets behind Geno Smith. That's when you know you've hit rock bottom, right?
Super Bowl MVP Russell Wilson is prepared to accept an offer to be the CBS sports team for their Sunday pregame show. He says he is not retiring, but is putting a pause on his playing career.
Right.
I believe this should absolutely impact his Hall of Fame consideration. I do not think in any way, shape, or form he is a Hall of Famer.
Here's how fast the descent has been. wasn't Tom Brady's Super Bowl year 2020? It was the pandemic year, right?
So it's
February of 2021. The game was in Tampa, right? And Russell Wilson attended, and there were shots of him in the stands. Now, this is, what, 6 years, 5 years ago? Shots of him in the stands looking pissed off because he saw Tom Brady engineer a trade for himself or engineer the ability.
A way out of the situation.
To get to a Super Bowl team.
Which is what he wanted.
He wanted. And
from
he,
Seattle.
And he thought he was that good. And after a while, Pete Carroll said, good, get out of here. And it's just been descent. What, first was Denver, right? And then
Denver gave up so much to get him. Oh. And then Sean Payton couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Well, when Sean Payton got there, Russell Wilson had already taken over an office in the building and like was running his end of the team from there. And Sean Payton said, no, we're going to end that. Then he got rid of him. He goes to Pittsburgh, and he's a backup there, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
And last year with the Giants, he went 0-3.
Yeah, and went to third string. It's over, and it's his own fault. And he was never really liked there. And here's something else.
He definitely, I know that Chris Broussard got in a lot of trouble for this. Not Chris Broussard, but his Rob White, I believe.
I don't know.
Who was the guy that called him a cornball brother?
Oh, no, that was RG3 and Rob.
No. The cornball brother came from either Broussard or the guy he does radio with. Now,
yeah, Rob, what's his name? But he said that about RG3 and got fired from ESPN.
Oh, I thought he called that about...
No, you're right.
He did call RG3 a cornball brother. Yeah. And by the way, that's true. Now, I'm going to take brother out of it because I'm a honky like you. He's a cornball. RG3 is a fucking cornball, and Russell Wilson's a cornball.
Right.
A guy who believed his own fucking hype and bullshit about nanobubble water, and God whispered in his ear to throw a pass and get it picked off.
Also, if Tom Brady is the quarterback, and it's the same situation... that Seattle had with the way Marshawn Lynch had been carrying the ball and the play comes in for a pass. Don't you think Brady would be smart enough, Manning, some of these other guys to audible out of this and go to a handoff to Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
You know, I mean,
happened.
All these things, you know, oh, it was a victim. No. You were the lucky in a lucky situation of circumstance where you had an unbelievable defense. That's what it was.
Yeah, although he did cook. He did produce.
Right.
He was hard as fuck to run down and tackle. He was like a chicken in a courtyard with Rocky running after him.
Right.
But that said, you're right. He rode the Legion of Boom to his success. Rob Parker called RG3 a cornball brother, and that got him fired from ESPN. But it wasn't necessarily wrong. It's just, as the saying goes, you're not ready for that conversation. Russell Wilson is 37 years old. He is otherwise in good health. He's not falling apart. He should easily have 3 or 4 more clipboard years in him, making bank, making 8, 9, 10 million, and maybe playing some. But nobody wants him.
Right.
Nobody wants to fucking deal with him.
Exactly. Yeah. So he played himself out of the league.
So just like Eli Manning, don't even talk to me about Eli Manning in the fucking Hall of Fame. Not even close.
No, two rings and beating the GOAT in both of them.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah. In New York.
His body of work. Look up his body of work.
I know.
The interception totals on Eli Manning are a horror show.
There's another New York quarterback who's in the Hall of Fame, and I know which way you're going to go.
Phil Simms?
No, he's not getting in. Oh. The other one is in, and he just turned 83, and his name is Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Joe Namath is different, Andy, because Joe Namath played in an era in which teams didn't care about interceptions. They let quarterbacks throw it willy-nilly. And so Joe Namath's interceptions, not just the number, but if you watch old NFL films, you're like, where the fuck is Namath throwing the ball right
well,
now?
Well, some of it is when you threw it, the wide receiver wasn't getting decked
well,
by the quarterback when the ball was in the air.
It was legal to clothesline wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Raymond Berry just died, okay? Raymond Berry was the greatest wide receiver of his generation. He played with a generational quarterback in Johnny Unitas. He retired, I think, in 1967 as the all-time leading receiver. You want to guess what his catch total was?
All-time leading receiver, total catch total. Who is the current record holder for most catches?
Jerry Rice.
With how many?
1,500 and something.
Okay, so I bet the leading catch guy was 650.
521.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
521.
Yeah, and he was considered to be, and that was the Colts with their great passing game with Johnny Unitas.
Isn't that funny that, you know, us old heads would tell the young bucks, yeah, in football, they basically never passed, and in basketball, they never shot the three. Well, Papa, was it legal? Oh, yeah, no, it was legal to pass all you want. They just didn't. Yeah. They thought it was somehow unsporting.
Well, it was also, you know.
It was dangerous.
Yeah, defensive coaches and the fact that the defensive backs could basically tackle.
Backs could maul you. Also, the offenses were so unsophisticated. When you watch old NFL, watch how every pass play is a lumbering seven-step drop. 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6.
Well, you had to
seven.
Let the you had to
one,
have time.
2, 3, 4. Was, five,
they weren't
six,
running
seven.
Shotgun, so you had to have time for the receiver to get down the field.
Not only were they not running shotgun, but the West Coast offense of quick short passes with Joe Walsh hadn't been invented.
Bill
yet.
Walsh, yes,
yeah, Bill Walsh. Bill,
yeah, it was a different game, and what you see now on these websites is somebody will list the greatest players of all time, and they all started their careers like after 1990 or something like that, and they have no understanding. Well, I looked at the numbers, and yeah, well, you have no understanding of what the game was.
Numbers don't translate. Here's who was the Seahawks got back from Denver: 2 firsts and 2 seconds, and they turned that into left tackle Charles Cross, who. Outside linebacker Boye Mafe, he's good. Cornerback Devin Witherspoon, he's good. And outside linebacker Derek Hall, he's pretty good. So they got something back, but those names aren't needle movers.
Do you know who offered the same thing and maybe more, and he said, I'm not going there?
The Redskins and Danny Boy.
Yeah, they were the. I think they were the Washington football team at that point.
At 2020, yeah.
But that was Ron Rivera. He was going to do anything to get Russell Wilson.
Well, the good teams know how to get rare assets that are worth it. Russell Wilson was not a rare asset that was worth it. But, oh, my God, welcome to the first day of June in the NFL. Pa-pow! The Cleveland Browns are trading Miles fucking Garrett to the Los Angeles Rams. This in exchange for Jared Verse, who's an excellent edge rusher, but not Miles Garrett. A 2027 first, a 2028 second, and a 2029 third. Even though Miles Garrett is super expensive and he is not young at this point, the Browns got fucking fleeced. You needed to get multiple ones back from any trade involving. And I know Verse is considered a number one equivalent, but what the fuck?
Look what Miles Garrett did. Miles Garrett played it great. He got all of his money. And
money
now,
first.
Money first.
Destination second.
And now he's going to a team where he can win a Super Bowl. And
oh, shit. If he stays healthy and if Stafford stays healthy, that's it. There's a 2 medical report situation with the Rams. If those guys are healthy, they're fucking winning the Super
and,
Bowl.
And they have – he might be the best coach in the league, Sean McVay. Might be.
Yeah. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But good for the Rams. The Rams, it's like when they won the Super Bowl, everyone's like, you've leveraged your future. Yeah. You know, you got too much spent in the cap. And they're like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
And now they're back again making these bam-bam trades. Holy shit.
Andrew Brandt writes about this. He was the cap guy for the Packers for 10 years.
He was.
And he always says this stuff about, you know, oh, you've got to take less money so they can sign more players. It's all garbage. It's junk. You just got to know how to do it. That's all.
Yeah. You know, it makes me sad to have to admit this, Andy, but the great Joe Jackson Gibbs once lectured you and I on the radio about the cap is the most overrated thing in the NFL. And once he hung up with us, you and I scoffed and laughed and tittered, saying, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about this time around. Come on, Joe.
The only guy he
was actually kind of fucking right. Although the guys that Danny would spend money on, they were dipshits who couldn't play, or they were miscreants, or they were Haynesworth. So if you spend money on the wrong guys, yes, the cap matters.
He didn't re-sign Antonio Pierce, and Pierce went on, became a Pro Bowler with the Giants, helped him win a Super Bowl. So
right, because he was penny wise in dumb ways.
Yeah, he liked the idea of signing free agents.
Oh, the splash!
It was new.
The courtship, taking him out to his favorite swanky restaurants. Well, and being written about in the Post. Oh, Dan Snyder and his contingent.
Well, not just Snyder. Look, he wanted Brunel, which was fine, but all he had to do was twiddle his thumbs until Jacksonville cut him. He went and he got Brunel. He gave up a third rounder, and then gave him a big new contract.
Unbelievable. I'm glad those days are over.
Yeah.
But I wish I were the Rams right now. Fuck them. That looks loaded. Okay. It's bike riding season for Andy. Went out for a ride this past weekend. How was it?
Beautiful. Absolutely nice. Gorgeous. It's going to get hot this weekend, so I don't know how much riding I'm going to do. But
is there a temperature at which you shut it down?
No, because 90? No, because I go out very early in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm usually home well before noon.
What time do you go out?
Sometimes before
6 a.m.
before 7 usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And catch the early part of the day.
Yeah. And if I do the Georgetown ride, that's a long one. That takes about 5 hours round trip. So I don't do that often. But
all right. Bethesda. Andy, enjoy the microphone. I think you know how to use it. If not, I'll troubleshoot it.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you showed me how to plug my phone into the back of it.
We'll work on it. We don't have to do it here on the podcast. Okay. But yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah. We're on our way to better audio, better podcasting. Yeah.
Did you ever think when you got in the business and you had
this is where it would end?
Yeah. Typewriters and wire machines.
I didn't think my career would end down this dismal street, but here we are.
Well, you know what they say. You see the same people going up as you do seeing it back down.
All right, Andy. Thank you, my friend. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. The playoffs are here, people. NBA and NHL both going at the same time. That's the best 2 weeks in the sports calendar, right? And it goes fast. More games, more angles, more ways to be right, and more ways to win. That's the fun. MyBookie.ag has it all. And right now, for new players, use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. And if your first bet doesn't hit, they refund it. Up to $500 back as free play, one-time rollover. Plus $25 in casino credit automatically. That's called insurance, my friends. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid.